Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Thank you, Schwani. Have any of you guys run in a marathon?
I have not.
Andy, I could see you.
I used to run in high school.
I could see you doing it once. You've never done it?
No, I hurt my knee in high school and really kind of retired from the running thing.
You know, I got this thing in my knee. I don't think I'm going to run ever again.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just get over it.
I ran a little bit in college, but nothing like a marathon.
We have the director of the Chicago Marathon in studio with us. It is Carrie Pinkowski. Thank you for coming in. It's good
Pete,
to see you.
Thank you for having me on this beautiful day. What a view you have from the studio here.
18th floor here, overlooking Navy Pier. How about that?
On a gorgeous day.
A lot of non-marathon runners on this show. We're a lot of slackers here.
Sorry about that.
A lot of knee injuries. And
yes, there's a lot of knee injury. So 41 years for the Chicago Marathon.
41 years. Last year we celebrated our 40th anniversary, which was great. We had a record number of finishers. All 50 states, over 100 countries participated last year. So that enthusiasm and excitement and demand has continued into 2018.
You joined the marathon in 1990?
I have been doing this since 1990, yes.
Rumor has it that back in 1990, you did everything. You were sweeping the course. You were handing out last-minute bibs. Is that true?
Well, there was a few things. We had some help, but it was different in 1990 than
how many runners? Around 6,000?
We had, I think if you counted people walking their dogs and stuff, I think we had 6,000.
How many now?
We had a 5K and a marathon. I think we were around 5,000.
5,000.
Yes.
Okay. 5,000 in 1990. Yeah. How many last year?
Last year we had 44,341 finishers. So
God, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I love anything that showcases our city. And the Chicago Marathon has become so enormous. I would put Boston first, New York second, and Chicago third. Would that be right? I'm not a marathon runner.
As far as participants, New York is number one. We're number two as participant, second largest in the world.
Is New York and Boston, are they more popular because they've been around longer or they get more recognition? Is that why?
I think, you know, we're all part of the Abbott World Marathon Major. So I work with we collaborate with the Boston Marathon and the New York Marathon and also the London, Berlin, Tokyo Marathon also. But I think they're uniquely different. I mean, what Chicago is like, the course compared to Boston, which is a traditional point-to-point. You run from Hopkinton 26 miles into Boston.
Okay.
Chicago, we start and finish in the same place. We have Grant Park, which is just a great venue to stage an event like the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. So you start and finish in the same place. It has a little bit more of a convenience factor. A lot of our participants stay in the hotels in the downtown area. They can get to the start.
Right, it's
walk
easy.
To the start, walk sure. to the finish. In Boston, you have a 26.2 mile bus commute to get out there, so
oh,
it
yeah.
puts a little bit more stress. New York starts in Staten Island. They finish in Manhattan, so again, a point to point. So, but the thing I think that separates us from Boston and New York is the fact that although the course for our participants, it's a great tour of the city. You see some great architecture. You get to experience the fabric of the city and the neighborhoods and all those pieces. It's very accessible for friends and family members on public transportation to get on the L. We work with the CTA. They've been amazing partners.
Right, right.
You can get to five or six locations and then make it back and celebrate your loved one or friend or family member that's participated.
How many marathons have you done?
I've done one. I've done one Chicago marathon and another one I ran kind of just for fun, I think in St. Louis a long time.
You've only done two?
I've only done two.
What?
I've trained.
You're the director.
I got to do another one. I think what happened to me was I had trained for probably five or six of them and got injured and things happened and I never got to the start line.
Okay.
And I think I kind of crossed over to the other side and said, you know, if I can't make it to the starting line, maybe I can produce these. So I think I live vicariously through the 45,000 people that will start on Sunday, October
7th. You were a runner in college, right?
I was. I grew up in Northwest Indiana, and I ran cross country and track, and I ran in college. So I kind of live a charmed life. I've been doing this most of all the time that I can remember, either as running as a kid in Hammond, and then in college, and then still doing here in
Villanova. Is that right?
I'm a Villanova guy. Villanova okay. Wildcat. Yes,
got it. My sister-in-law Amy ran in the Chicago Marathon. I want to say in 2003, 2004. I didn't know what to expect, so she was a runner. So we knew what time she was going to cross the finish line. So we went down to the finish line, and oh my gosh, was it unbelievable! People wearing costumes, people helping out. There was somebody that blew out their knee, I want to say 5 miles before, and they carried this woman, two guys carried this woman across the finish line. The emotion.
It
26.2 miles. Wow.
Pete, I think you tapped an emotion. There is a great deal of emotion. It creates a very unique community. All of our partners, I mean, there's nothing casual or impromptu about this. All of our participants have come from all across the country and around the world, have trained for this. So they've sacrificed, and they've put that mark in the calendar, and everyone comes together. They have a common cause, and it's just a celebration of humanity. I mean, if you have any doubts about what's going on in this day and age,
you're right.
Go down to watch the finish of a marathon, and you'll see.
It's unbelievable.
You'll see a great, just a great celebration.
I mean,
I know all shapes and ability and size, and a lot of them are motivated by different elements, and it's wonderful. It's still, I think that's what has kept me in it as long as it has, because to work on something that generates that kind of experience and emotion is a tremendous payoff.
I've done 5Ks before, and they hand you a banana and a Cliff Bar at the finish line, and everybody gets in their cars and takes off. But when you cross the finish line at a marathon, the foil. Everybody wants the foil. You want to wear that foil, and you want to wear that foil all day.
That's well. You get a finisher medal, which is a big deal. It's a badge of accomplishment.
Sure.
And then also what Pete's talking about is our heat sheets. This is a material that we wrap everybody in that keeps them warm when they go across.
That
the
was simplifying
line.
Things.
Yes,
foil.
Exactly,
so
exactly.
Give people the visual. It's like a foil case.
Exactly. So it is. It's an amazing experience, and I don't think there's any other activity where. This year, we'll have some of the greatest athletes in the world that are lining up that'll run on the same course as people from Cicero or from Gainesville, Florida.
I'm going to ask you about that. I'm going to take a quick break and ask you about elite athletes, but I want to tell you a quick story. Paul Kenny, who is a friend of mine who grew up in Peoria, went to Bradley University. I feel like everybody in Peoria knows Paul. Everybody in Chicago knows Paul. Paul was dating a girl named Kella at the time. I want to say it was 2010, okay? Not really a runner. He wanted to propose. Okay, what's a great idea to propose? He thought, we train for the marathon together, and I'll do it during the race. So they trained together. He's never really ran, this guy, Paul Kenny. So he trains for this race, and a week before the race, his girlfriend at the time, broke her ankle.
Oh, wow.
So she encourages him to run the race. So at mile four, he's thinking, okay, I'm going to run to mile four. I'm going to propose, and that'll be it. So he takes off. He doesn't realize, you know, thousands of people. He's got a diamond ring in his pocket. And Paul doesn't really prepare for things. So he starts the race. He's running with one hand on his right leg because he doesn't want to lose this diamond ring. So, Carrie, he gets to mile four, gets down on one knee and proposes to Kella. She accepts, and they thought they were going to go home. She's like, no, you got to finish the race. So he finished the marathon.
It all changed from there. I know you guys were.
I'm sure you've seen proposals year after year, but that's just one story of a friend of mine.
We have stories of people have run together and then have connected after. Where people that have watched the race and have connected. You know, it's amazing. But there's a commonality there, and I think that's part of it.
Wow. Carrie Pinkowski in studio with the Chicago Marathon race director. What's the website people can check out?
ChicagoMarathon.com.
More with Carrie coming up next at 7:20. 7:20 WGN. Pete McMurray in the Allstate Skyline Studios. In studio with us, the Chicago Marathon race director, Carrie Pinkowski. We were talking off the air. People want to come in. They want to support the race. They want to get involved. And you will have a new app. You have an app.
We do have an app. If you want to get the most out of race day experience, we encourage, if you're listening, to download the Bank of America Chicago app powered by Tata Consultancy Services. It is now available at the App Store and Google Play. So if you want to get some information, up-to-date weather updates, you can track runners.
Right, you can track
you can stream
the runners.
Everything. It's a phenomenal on your device. So all this update, where to get around, where everybody is.
How do you bring elite runners to Chicago every single year?
Well, that's a wonderful aspect of the event. There's been such a tradition of world-class athletes that have run here, going back to the 80s with Joan Samuelson, who set the American record, Steve Jones. Jones. We've had Olympic champions. Dina Castro, I'll be working doing a clinic with this afternoon up in Lincoln Square at the Davis Theater. She's here today. She won the Chicago Marathon and won an Olympic bronze medal. Constantine Adida, Chicago Marathon Olympic champion. Sammy Wanjiro from
Wow.
It's just an event that we've kept that tradition part of. Top athletes want to come here. It's a fast course. There's such a steeped in tradition of great champions before that. And we've got a great field this year. Our defending champion Galen Rupp is coming back this year. Florence Kiplagat, who's a two-time champion of the Chicago Marathon, is joining us again this year.
Right. There'll
be some great racing up front.
There was one year it got so hot you had to cancel the race. How hard was that?
Well, that was a tough year. That was record.
It's like 80 degrees, right?
Radiant temperatures much higher than that. So we had to make some pretty tough decisions that day. But we learned a lot from that. The takeaways allowed us to get a little bit better. We've developed the event alert system and the communication system. I think our participants have gotten a little bit smarter. And it was a tough day, but we got better as individually and then collectively. What we learned in 2007, we shared with the Boston Marathon, New York Marathon, and other event producers across the city.
As the race director, do you get to design the course?
I do. I get
really?
To play, yes, do pieces of it. And, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's got to be kind of cool.
It is. And I think we touched on that earlier. It's such a great tour of the city of Chicago. You get to see some amazing neighborhoods and some landmarks and just how great this city is. But also, it's very accessible for friends and family. So ChicagoMarathon.com. If you want to get to some locations on the course, cheer on a family member, take public transportation, get a day pass, you can go discover some of the great neighborhoods in Chicago.
Right.
Watch some world-class athletes or watch your friends or family members come by.
It's such a great event to showcase Chicago, but the economy, I'm sure there's a huge boom, all these runners coming to Chicago.
Sure. We have over 10,000 of our participants are coming from outside the United States. So, two-thirds of our participants are from outside the state of Illinois. So, again, all 50 states. This year, over 120 countries that we work with. We partner with about 34 different hotels. So, the economic impact study, we had the University of Illinois look at it. Last year, about $275 million.
Say that again. $275 million the marathon brings
to the local
economy.
Wow. Absolutely.
That's
and then
crazy.
Our charity program, Pete, is another facet of it. Last year, we had 160 charities. I know you're talking to Dean. He's down at the AIDS walk this morning. Team to End AIDS is one of our partners with the marathon. Last year, we had 160 charities that raised over $18.5 million race morning. So that's a big part of it. So we have the economic, the philanthropic, and then the social piece of it, which is everybody getting out and getting moving. I know there's some sore knees here and knee issues here in the studio.
But Andy and Schwani aren't running. Exactly. That's not going to be happening. If you've never experienced a marathon and you want to experience it, just go down and just as a spectator. I went down there. I was completely blown away. I've been down there a few times. It's wonderful. It really is.
It is. It's a celebration of individual achievement and dedication and commitment, and it's fun. I every year, it just amazes me. There's a different story that we hear about, or a different group that are taking part and being part of this great tradition.
It's great to finally meet you. I've seen your picture in the paper many times, but now you're in person.
Now in
this
person,
is good.
Yeah.
Carrie Pinkowski, again, the Chicago Marathon race director. People can download the Chicago Marathon app, and what's the website again?
It's ChicagoMarathon.com, and our Chicago Marathon app, which is now available on the App Store or Google Play. You can follow us on social media, Instagram and Twitter, hashtag ShyMarathon, or tell us your story at hashtag MyChicagoMarathon.
Because people are training right now.
They're training right now.
Kerry, thanks for coming in. Good to see you, man. Good luck with the race.
Pete, thank you for having us on this morning. That was great. It was fun talking.
It's 720 WGN.